Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Jude Albright, your host. And I'm so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. I'm sure that you are all very aware that everything on this planet has a life, that is, an energy vibration. Well, addictions have a life of their own, too. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What you are denying yourself and the world. Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. How much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness, about being not good enough, smart enough, beautiful enough? Could you now step out of those judgments? You know, when you love something and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become loving. When you accept addictions and you give them love, you are so much better able to see what they have been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever hurts. The hurt is your fear that is coming up, because fear is simply the opposite of love. Today we are going to be looking at what does red, white, and blue mean to you? And how does that relate to addictions? This is our red, white, and blue week in the United States. Here in the U.S., we celebrate our independence July 4th on Wednesday. On today's program, we are going to be looking at independence and freedom and what they mean in terms of addictions and codependency. And I ask you, what if addictions are simply a learning tool that provide an avenue for the addict and the codependent to find his or her true self? I would love your input. So if you have specific questions or comments, please call at 516-453-9181 and we can address them together. The chat room is not available today again, so please call in with your questions, 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, freedom, love, and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. As I mentioned, we celebrate our freedom on July 4th, this Wednesday. Today, we are going to celebrate you and your freedom and your journey home to who you truly are. And that is a magnificent being here to play on planet Earth. First, let's look at red, white, and blue and what they signify. We've talked about this many, many, many times, but everything is energy of one form or another. And colors give off certain energies too. And if you want more information about that, just Google the psychology of colors and you'll find many, many sites that will give you specifics. So let's look at red. Red is passionate, exciting, energy, and life force. That's what it vibrates. White represents and vibrates freshness and hope and simplicity and balance. And blue is credible, reliable, peaceful, exemplifies strength and responsibility. Now, it makes sense why the colors of our country are red, white, and blue, because of that significance. But let's look at those colors in terms of how they might apply to addictions. And as I said earlier, addictions really are your journey home to you, if you allow them to be. They are freedom. They provide freedom, and they provide independence when you really look at them. Addiction and codependency, excuse me, is about control. And there certainly is no freedom when you are trying to control something. You can't be free to just simply let go and allow. So let's look at the specific colors again. And I'm going to start with the blue this time, because blue is the state that we wish to reach to when we are releasing our addictions. Because blue is the color of peace, strength, and responsibility. After all, releasing an addiction is personal responsibility. And now let's look at red. Red is a very passionate color. It's exciting. And when we are understanding what addictions have been about, we learn that we can really be passionate about life. When we're involved in an act of addiction, we're not passionate about anything. We may pretend and tell ourselves we're passionate about the addiction, but we're really not. And white, the color white, exemplifies hope and the needed balance that each of us needs in our own life. And when we are codependent or addictive into that controlling energy, there isn't balance. There can't be balance when we're trying to control something. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, in preparation for this program, I looked up the exact words to the Star Spangled Banner, and which is representative of the freedom in the United States. Yes, our forefathers struggled. Yes, there was a war. We don't need those kinds of things anymore in our consciousness today. But I want to read or quote the last two lines of the first stanza of the Star Spangled Banner. And those lines read, "Oh, say, does that Star Spangled Banner yet wave? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave?" Are we really free and are we really brave when we are submerged in addictions? I don't think so. What we're really doing in that sense is running from ourselves, for any number of reasons. And I'm going to also read the last of the five stanzas. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that has made, that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, quote, in God is our trust, end of quote. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, it talks about when our cause is just. Let's look at that in terms of addictions. Isn't it just when we are attempting to return to our true selves? Because that's what addictions do. They hide us from our true selves, our true power. And when we return to our true selves, we can then let go. And we can accept that we chose addictions as a path. And in so choosing, it becomes very easy to forgive ourselves and likewise celebrate ourselves. So if we look at addictions as a distraction to our real selves, maybe because we're afraid of ourselves, maybe because we accepted some painful, wounded experiences as reality when we were children, there are a lot of different answers. But when we really accept and let go and see addictions as a path, like any other path, it becomes easy to forgive ourselves. Very often when we're in an act of addiction or an act of codependency, we shame ourselves, we blame ourselves for doing this, for doing that, for acting like assholes, whatever the situation may be. But if we look at addiction as simply a path, are you going to judge a path? Are you going to say it was wrong? What if every path that you and I have taken in this lifetime leads us to where we need to go? And there is no right or wrong path. And that means if you're divorced several times, that doesn't mean you chose wrong. That means you simply chose that particular path to take you where you needed to go. So let's say you chose the addiction of alcohol, which is a very, very common addiction that we don't really like to look at as a society, because we look at alcohol as a way to relax and unwind. And yeah, it's a way to unwind, but there are certainly much more powerful ways to get rid of the stressors that we have in our life, in our lives. Okay, with addiction being a path to freedom and independence, some of you might ask, well, how can I do that? How can I get there? How can I change paths? Well, you were powerful enough to create your addiction. Doesn't that prove you are also powerful enough to uncreate it? You were powerful enough to choose that first marriage, and many of you who are divorced, weren't you powerful enough to uncreate it? It may not have been easy. There may have been some bumps on your path. But you did it. That's the beauty. We're here to experience love and to remember who we really are. And we really are spirit housed in this body. We're love. And through duality, which means opposites, addiction shows us who we are not. So hopefully we can remember who we are. What a nice path to show us our magnificence. Do all people need the addictive path? Absolutely not. But those who do need to stop shaming themselves, blaming themselves, blaming their parents, blaming their heredity. It is not about blame. It is about the color blue, taking responsibility and looking at our childhood wounds and healing them. And there are many, many modalities that serve us in healing our childhood wounds. And even the most loving of families very often produces childhood wounds. They don't have to be huge. They can be small, but that wound, if unhealed, remains open and festering. So if you were told as a 4- and 5-year-old how stupid you were, how you would never amount to anything, how you're no good, how you're worthless, and maybe even being beaten for it, wouldn't that be an open wound? Even though you say, well, I'm in my 30s now, those things don't affect me. That is an untruth. Unless you have looked at them and released them and healed them, they are still with you. They are energetically in your body. They are energetically in your emotions and in your thoughts. And those emotions and those thoughts create your beliefs, which create your reality. Now, in the past, on Love Your Addiction, we've looked at conditioned thoughts, like once an addict, always an addict, or you can never totally heal from an addiction. What if you now chose to let those beliefs go? Do you think it might change your life in any way? Boy, I do. I definitely do. I think we're all looking for peace. And peace really is enjoying everything without judgment. When we judge, we cannot receive because we are withholding what possibly could come in. So you can't receive a piece of heaven if you're withholding and you're in judgment. I'm going to say that again. When you withhold, you can't receive. And you can't receive a piece of heaven, which is peace, which is love, which is joy. And the quote that I just gave you comes from A Course of Love, which was written by Mari Perone, who does not show herself as an author. She says that she is the first receiver. So today, we have looked at the various colors, red, white, and blue. What do they mean to you? And we've also talked about how they relate to addictions. They certainly do. Isn't it interesting how our forefathers chose those three colors to exemplify the U.S. and what we stand for? And I think it's interesting that the U.S., the United States, the abbreviation is the word us. And aren't we all in this together? We're energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. I'm asking you now, could we all take this opportunity to send love to all the addicted people on the planet, all the codependent people on the planet, and their loved ones who may be in pain? What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I'm wondering what new truth you found by looking at the red, white, and blue that we just talked about. I'm just going to quickly recap what we talked about on our last show, which was a CPR or a complete powerful recovery. And I think the most important tool there is to accept that addiction is a choice, not a curse, not a punishment. It is a learning tool. Now, as a college graduate, I wonder how much of you would reject or find fault with, or find shame or judgment with learning the alphabet and your numbers in kindergarten and first grade. I doubt whether any of you would have a problem with that. Rather, you would be grateful that you learned those stepping stones, those tools, to bring you to a college graduate. Another thing about a complete and powerful recovery is to understand that addiction is a form of running. It's running from one's true self. It's an attempt at a self-escape, not wanting to feel feelings that are uncomfortable. And isn't it ridiculous how we push those feelings away, and we don't want to feel anything uncomfortable? What if that uncomfortable feeling was signaling us to look at something that we did in our life that was not in our best interest, that was not loving? Wouldn't that be interesting? Another important thing about a complete and powerful recovery is realizing that one's true self is spirit living in human form, not the other way around. In actuality, when we truly access our spirit, and there are many names for it, and I know a lot of you don't like the word God, and you can replace that word with universe, source, all that is. If you don't like a particular word, find a better one. But don't reject, please, just because you don't like the word. And I said this earlier, but I'm going to say this again. This is also necessary for a complete, powerful recovery. Know that childhood pain and wounds are the basis for addictions, the escapes, and the belief that I'm not good enough. And if your family or your parents or your guardians, whoever raised you, didn't feel that they were good enough, how could they teach you to feel that you were good enough? Because you can't give what you don't have. So right now, I am giving you the belief that you are good enough, that you are powerful, that you are magnificent, that you are a wonderful creator being. And if you have been struggling with addictions or codependency, you have the power to let them go. And you also have the power to heal them or any other illness that is disturbing you. And when you accept your true creative self and you let go of your judgments about addiction and you accept self-forgiveness, your life changes. So please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you. What if you now lost your capacity to judge and blame? What if today you became grateful for new opportunities? And what if you started celebrating yourself? You can be that 4th of July firework. You can certainly be a firecracker and crack your addiction. It's all a choice. So everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it and step into the love that you truly are? This is Jude Albright, and I send you love and a day full of new possibilities, non-judgment, and love. Bye for now. Stay beautiful and happy 4th of July.